All right. Practice started a little bit later because we were a little delayed getting back from Philadelphia, but the guys handled it well. We got a lot of good work in. Guys competed well. I could see that some of these guys have got camp legs, which you get with this time of year, and we're about 4.5 weeks out from our first game, so that's natural. Part of the grind of training camp is fighting your body and your mind and making sure that you come out here and compete, and I think our guys did that. So it was a good afternoon of work, and we'll come back out tomorrow. As you know, tomorrow afternoon we'll be doing our walkthrough, and then we're going to be in the stadium tomorrow night, which will be fun. Fun event. It's a great opportunity for our fans to watch us work, and you know, it'll be a good chance for our rookies to play in our arena for the first time, which will be a good thing as well. So we'll do that tomorrow. It was a fun event last year. As you know, we did it on the weekend. This year we're doing it on a weekday, and I know they have fireworks and there'll be a lot of stuff going on. So should be a good night for everybody who wants to come watch us practice. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Tell us something about Richardson.
Yeah, he had a sore knee. You know, we'll evaluate and see as we move forward here. But that's why we held him out.
Would it affect Friday at all for him?
It might. We'll have to evaluate him further, which we'll do here after practice, and then we'll see where we go from there.
It looks like he might not go tomorrow for sure.
I said it might affect Friday, so I don't know. So we'll have to see. We're going to evaluate him further here, and there's a chance he won't play on Friday.
How concerned are you with that?
I'm always concerned about injuries. But I think at this point we'll just find out what it is. He's been practicing well, and he's just a little bit sore right now, so we'll just see where it is.
Is Gordon one of those guys that the camp legs, Josh Gordon?
I think that's fair to say. You know, he's really getting better every day in our eyes when we watch his body of work each day. But I would say that he's probably – I think his mind and body are at battle right now. You know, they're battling, and I think he'll push through it. This is unlike anything he's probably ever been through in terms of an NFL training camp. So, but he's getting better, and he's improving, and he's fighting through it, and I think that's the important part.
Hey, Pat, on the depth chart, you have John Hughes with the one. Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to play in there. So, I wouldn't get too concerned about those depth charts right now. You know, we have to put somebody in there. And he is a guy that will compete to play in that spot. So nobody's earned anything there. We're going to play a bunch of guys. And
just seems like he's also really climbed the peg.
Yeah, he's done a good job. And he's also in the competition there. And he will, you know, he'll start the game this week. But I think, we're going to have to see some performance from everybody. Or most guys in camp, or in the game, excuse me.
Evan Moore, of course, missed the first week or so. Does he look like he's picking up and set to follow? What does he have to do to get better from last year?
Well, I think Evan Moore, he flashes out here, of course, you know, because he's tall and he can catch the football. But I think Evan's like every player. You know, they got to just improve their total game. And I think Evan would answer the question the same way, you know. So I think that's – and to say to get on the field, well, he played a lot last year. Played a heck of a lot last year. So it's not like we didn't play him. So – but he's like everybody. He's out here working on his total game, whether it's route running, blocking, all the things you do when you don't have the ball. And he's back out here now healthy, so now he'll have an opportunity to improve.
That's what he's critical of was his own blocking last year. He said he has to get a – be better as a blocker.
That's fair. I think he maybe that came from me. I'm glad that they're repeating stuff I tell them.
All right. Yeah. He's smart.
Tomorrow night, Stanford, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow
night, do you have, will it be a normal practice or do you have anything special?
Normal practice. My concern about doing too much physical now is we're pressed up toward that preseason game here on Friday, so it'll be a Cleveland Browns experience for the fans. And then there's certain things that we need to get done in practice. We'll do some red zone. We'll move the ball. We'll do some kicking. And so I think it'll be a fun night. If I wasn't involved with this team, that'd be something I'd come watch.
Some teams hold scrimmages or practice against other teams. Do you just prefer to practice as much as you can leading up to the preseason?
Well, I think that's a philosophy. I think if the schedule permits, I'm not against it. I'm really not. I think this year, because we had it planned out the way we do, I wanted to just stay with the traditional format and then see how it plays out. And then, you know, of course, next year, schedule permitting, I'm not against it if it fits.
How's Ben coming along? He's missed a couple of practices.
Yeah, Ben's doing fine. He'll be back out here soon, very soon. We're dealing with just some of those things that happen in camp, little soft tissue strains and pulls, that type of stuff.
How about Bernard? He left yesterday and I didn't see him at any.
Yeah, he wasn't out there today. He's doing fine.
Pat, what did you think of, and I'm not big on asking Cole, but this thing about I didn't really, basically inferring you didn't get a fair chance or whatever?
Well, I think you're talking to a guy that's a competitor, that's disappointed that he's not the starter. And, you know, I don't tell him what to say. Mm-hmm. You know, and, I mean, he has feelings that he expressed to you. I would say this. They've all the quarterbacks have had an opportunity to show us what they can do, and we made a decision on who the starter is.
Coach, Trent can't go on Friday. What do you expect? What do you want to see out of the other running backs?
Well, I want to see efficient play. I want to see good, strong runs. If we throw them the football, I want to see them catch it. And then when we throw the football, it's very important that they pass protect. So. It'll be good. I mean, we got a long line of backs there that, you know, we're going to get a few more reps now if Trent doesn't play in the game, where they're going to get a chance to show us what they can do. I think there was a question here earlier in the week, oh, my goodness, how are you going to get a chance to see everybody?
Yeah,
well, here we go. Marty. And I think it's amazing how training camp kind of takes care of some of that.
Pat, which of the receivers do you see?
Was that Marty that asked that question?
That
wasn't your question?
I asked about regular season, is getting the two running backs carries.
Okay. It's like a game of Clue. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm on receivers.
All right, now we're back to receivers. Okay.
Which of these guys, from the start of camp or from last year, or strides, or you're getting maybe excited about?
I think the guy that looks totally different to me this year than last year is Mo. I think Mo's done a fantastic job in camp. He came in healthy and he had the right mindset. As you notice, we're playing him outside and inside. And I see a very focused guy that wants to have a good year.
Couple more questions, guys.
It looks like a lot of receivers were flashing in. Carlton is missing maybe a week or so and is back today. What does he have to do to catch up? I mean, it seems like he'd be in a tough spot.
Well, I think for him to catch up, he needs to stay healthy and stay on the field and practice. And then when he gets in the game, make some plays. You know, and I think that's the reality of it. For guys that miss practice time, you know, we're out here judging and evaluating everything all the time. And they miss opportunities to be evaluated, quite frankly. And I think for guys that miss practice, that really haven't proven that they can play in this league at a consistent level, they need to practice. And then they need to do it in the game.
Pat, I know you said that Hughes shows his ability to stop the run and wins a quick guy. Have you noticed anything or learned anything about them?
Well, I wouldn't paint them both into a run stopper, pass rusher box yet. Just because a guy is physical enough to stop the run doesn't mean he can't generate pass rush. Just like Billy Wynn, just because he's got quickness doesn't mean he can't play the run. And so those are, at first glance, what their attributes are. Now, they need to develop into total players based on what they're good at.
And Trevin Wade has had, you know, picks the past couple days. Has he stood out to you?
Yeah, he actually stood out to me in the preseason, or excuse me, in the offseason. And he's carried through and had a good camp. So the games will be important for him as well. No, I think his weight's fine. His weight's fine, yeah. You're just not used to seeing him out there. Now that he's out there, he's a big – I was near him a couple times today, and I interacted with him a couple times between drills, and he's a very large man. I can just, what's your, you know. But no, he's fit. He's fit.